Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Dear Lord, we thank you again. Never, Lord, may it become old or traditional. But, Lord, thank you for the grace that you allow us to gather. Lord, for truly one day this may be a memory. Lord, but while we can, Father, may we take advantage of every moment. Lord, to come and gather around thy word with thy spirit here, never failing to be with us. Lord, to reveal your word to us. Open our hearts, our minds, Lord, just strengthen us. Lord, you know every individual heart that's here. Pray, Lord, that you would meet every need, strengthen them. Lord, that it may be good for them to be here this evening. We ask all this, Lord, looking to you, thanking you. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise your name, Father. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Are you truly thankful to be out again tonight? Amen. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, on 46 of our big books there. And simple little song, Sunlight. Do you have that sunlight in your soul? Joy of your salvation. Amen. Praise his name. I wandered in the shades of night till Jesus came to me. And with the sunlight of his love bid all my darkness flee. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within. The clouds may gather in the sky and billow round me roll. However dark the world may be, I've sunlight in my soul. Oh, sunlight, hey, my sing is joy. Oh, sunlight. While walking in the light of God, I sweet communion find. I press with holy vigor on and leave the world behind. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin. Oh, sunlight of his love within. I cross the wide extended fields, I journey o'er the plain, and in the sunlight of his love, golden grain. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, oh, hallelujah, along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin. Oh, I have had the sunlight of his love within. Soon I shall see him as he is, the light that came to me. Behold the brightness of his face throughout eternity. Oh, sunlight, sunlight. Hey, man, sing it. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Savior found me, took away my sin. I have had the sunlight of his love. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin. I have had the sunlight of his love. Amen. Sunlight burning in your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn our loose leaves there. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? Amen. Truly, saints. No reason why you shouldn't be able to sing and let your joy be known. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercy to me.
Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Went to Jerusalem, our Lord went. There were praises to Him from the people who received the Lord in the highly esteemed. But the Pharisees that gathered there said, make them be still. But Jesus said the rocks would surely cry out.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me.
Amen.
The living Word made flesh again. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. God is with us now, giving strength to the bride each day. Since the true way she found, and the manifested sons of God, this world surely will see. Then the rapture will take her away from death, the last enemy.
Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercy to me.
Amen. Why shouldn't we praise Him? Why shouldn't we thank Him?
Amen. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Page 7. Amen. If you want to turn with me. When the redeemed are gathering in, all saints, you need to be thinking about it. It's coming soon. Amen. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in, oh, how we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed,
oh, hallelujah.
Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, oh, words like snow and frequency. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing.
Hallelujah.
When the redeemed are gathering in, oh, there will be a great procession over on the street.
3D are gathering in. Oh, in 3D are gathering in. Oh, it's like snow and freight falls in. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing when 3D are gathering in. Oh, then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when 3D are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, it's like snow and green moss in. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in.
Amen. All saints, so close, so soon. Amen. Be watching, waiting. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a joy we have in our hearts, Lord, for the redeemed knowing, Lord, what you've done for us, Father, and where you brought us from and what you prepared for us. How, Lord, can help to have that joy in our heart, Father, just bubbling inside, Father. Lord, and we're not going to wait till that day to praise you, but we'll be praising you now, Lord. We'll have that joy burning in our hearts now. And when people come around and they say, why are you so joyful in this dark age and everything going on? Boy, we could share a lot with them what the Lord's been doing for us and how he's just meeting our needs and feeding us with the word of the Lord. And Lord, it's bubbling in our hearts, Lord, what you're doing for us. We're thankful, Father, that we can be accounted in one of those numbers. But Lord, here we come to this portion of service. We just ask you, Father, to bless it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Bless those that can give and those that can't. And we'll give you the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Page 427. Let's sing a little chorus. It's a chorus and verse. There's a river of life. I think we remember it. We sang it once, I believe. Amen.
There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison's door, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me, spring up, O Lord, within my soul, spring up, O well, and make me whole, spring up, O well, and give to me that life, amen, abundantly. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison door, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing, amen. Bring up, oh well, within my soul. Bring up, oh well, and make me whole. Bring up, oh well, and give to me life abundantly.
Amen. Amen. Give to me that life abundantly. Amen. That all may see. Amen. I made every request for him. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Praise his holy name. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request tonight?
Lord Jesus, thank you for another opportunity.
Yes. No.
Lord, we just ask now that you would bless each hand, whatever the need was behind it. We ask that you would just grant, Lord. And Lord, we pray for the ones that they're not here tonight. And our pastor and Heather and Paul, Lord, we just ask you to bless them. God, bring them back to us.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his holy name. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Ask if you'd come.
If this world could only see what's taking place in you and me, there's been an invisible union. The Word lives in reality, but the churches all laugh with scorn. While my soul cries, I want more. Whisper your secrets to me, Lord, I believe. As for me, I believe. Made for this word fits me. I believe the secrets never known to man. By faith, we simply understand Jehovah, eagle, soared over. Those mysteries called our name. Now on Christ's body word we feed. We've heard from our theophany. Before the world prepared for me, I believe. As for me, I believe we're God's eternal thoughts expressed, we're His genes, life of His life, His blood. Bought victory. I was made for this word fits me. I believe.
How many believe? Let's all stand, if you will. Amen. Single chorus. Lord, I believe. Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord. Lord,
so thankful to be here. Lord, and how appreciative we are to be able to feel your precious Holy Spirit and know that you're here. And Lord, we truly, as the sisters sang that song, Lord, if we can only see that it's singing about us, oh God. Lord, I believe, amen, Lord, may it strike our hearts with such a reality, Lord. Lord, draw us ever closer to you. Bless these few words you've laid upon my heart for this evening. Lord, bless me to bring them and bless the people to receive. And Lord, just may it be to your glory and to your honor that through it all, Lord, you would receive the praise. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Amen. Glory, he's wonderful. Appreciate him. Thank him for all that he's doing for us. Amen. I just, a little thought this evening to kind of continue on with what I was on this morning. I won't hold you near as long tonight, Lord's will. We'll get out of here. It won't be very long at all. But just so thankful to be here. Amen. Feel his presence. No other place we could really rather want to be than in his presence. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. And we'll read a scripture here and then you can be seated. Amen. Just so thankful. I was sitting at home this afternoon and just meditating on the Lord and going through some of these things, and I just feel like this will go along with what we was on this morning, and kind of, I probably should have broke this morning up into two services. I felt like I was rushing through it, but God knows everything. Amen. But I pray that you was able to take something from it and maybe feed on it, think about it, dwell on it. But here in Matthew, the 16th chapter, and we're going to begin at the 13th verse, read down to about the 18th. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets." But he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Just thinking about the revealed word and what it can do in your life. And as we sing the little song, "Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been revealed to me." Amen. And when you begin to see that take place in your life, how great it is. But I'd like to read again. Amen. So I don't get too lengthy. Amen. I want to turn here back in the Revelation of Seven Seals, and I'm just going to read a portion of that last quote I read this morning on page 288. "Now the power of revelation brings stimulation to the believer. For the power of wine, natural wine, is a stimulant, see? And it brings a person that's all slumped down to stimulation. And well, then there's a power of revelation of the word. It gives stimulation of joy to the believer, stimulation of satisfaction. And the stimulation that it's vindicated, it's proved, and it's called in the scriptures, as we want to refer to it, as new wine. And we'll always refer to it like that, as they were drunk on new wine or spiritual wine. And I think that's the best interpretation. As natural wine reveals itself in a stimulated power, so does the new wine, as it reveals the word of God, which is spirit. And the word itself is spirit. Do you believe that? Let's just read it. John 6, they don't say, "Well, somebody said that. Let's see who said it." And then we'll know whether it's truth or not. St. John, the 6th chapter, and I believe it's the 63rd verse. And I think it says, "Yes, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The word itself is spirit, and it's spirit in word form. And then you see when it's quickened or brought to life, the spirit word goes to work and it acts. Amen. And my, as we read, it was the acts of the Holy Ghost in those apostles. It wasn't the acts of the apostles, but it was the acts of the Holy Ghost in them. Amen. I want to turn here and read a very familiar little story or a parable or a situation that happened here in the Bible. I'd like to go to John, the 4th chapter. Amen. Just thinking on these things, you know, it stirs your heart. Amen. When you see where God has brought you from and where he's taken you. Amen. And when you see that he's taken the time that as we were speaking this morning, that you can see yourself was one of them, that God took the time to impart a little gene, a part of himself down on the inside, and then also watered it with his word and give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. On baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Here in John, the fourth chapter. Boy, I went too far. Amen. John, the fourth chapter, and begin here at the very first verse. Very familiar, but just want to read it. And when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized none but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, that he must needs to go through Samaria. And then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore being wearied with his journey, and thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, and there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy him meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall not thirst again. Or whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And that woman saying unto him, Sir, give me this water, I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. And the woman saying unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped into this mountain, ye say, that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. And I want you to stop and think of that situation. And Brother Branham said that little woman had representation of predestination. She sat there and there was something sparked when Jesus began to speak, and she began to pay attention and listen. And she was watching what was coming forth. And Jesus began to speak, and then she seen him discern her heart and said, Oh, but I know when the Messiah cometh. It struck her. She saw it. And what was it? It was the vindicated word of that hour. She seen it. She seen it manifested. And it caught her attention just like that. And boy, she left her water pot. She done forgot what she come to get. And she went, Come see this man. Is not this the Christ? It had done and anchored in her heart. She was dead certain she had done and seen it. And she knew without a doubt where she stood. And oh, my saints, how it ought to be as we were speaking this morning. When revelation strikes and you can see it burn down in your heart, there's nobody can take it from you. And how this little woman, it showed, it caught right now. It splashed across her path and it was there instantly. Amen. And it put her into action. She ran, Come see this man. This man, is it not this the Christ? It had struck home in her heart, and that's exactly how the Word of God ought to be when it strikes our hearts. It ought to bring that stimulation of that revelation burning. Oh, my, I am one of them, amen, that's been called to this in this hour. But it's got to strike, and if it's not striking, we'll never be happy about it. We'll never really understand the song we just sang. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been good to me, but not just in natural things, but in spiritual things. He opened my eyes that I could see. Amen, and called me from death unto life. Hallelujah. I'd like to turn here to, amen, let's go over here to Luke, the 24th chapter, just over a few pages, and read this. Amen, but I want you to look. Jesus was the manifested word for that hour. He was manifest. He was the Messiah. He was to come, and the scriptures had spoke of him, and now he was on the scene. And my, she caught it. She seen it right then. And my, it grabbed a hold of her. Hallelujah. Here in Luke, the 24th chapter, and we're going to begin here at the 13th verse. Amen. I didn't pay attention to what time I started. Hallelujah. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? Now they knew the word. They had heard the word spoke. He was going to raise again in 3 days. Tear this temple down. They had heard the word. And here they're walking along. They'd walked with Jesus. They'd heard him speak. They'd heard all he had to say. But they didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost at this point. And here they are, downtrodden and just no understanding. And it's just lacking. And listen, as Jesus begins here, he says, walk and are sad. And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered him, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he saith unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God, and all the people, and how that the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted in that it would that he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And yea, certain women also of our company made us astonished when we were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body, and they came saying that they also had seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them and all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. Here he is preaching to them again and telling them, explaining it one more time. He's telling them everything he's already told them. And he says, they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and they made as if he would have gone on further. He wasn't even going to turn in. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And it came to pass, and he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he brake it, and he gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up that same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together with him, saying, Lord, the Lord is risen and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in a way. And no, he was known, breaking, known of them and breaking bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? They didn't have a tie post. Amen. Pay attention to that. Amen. Behold my hands and my feet. That is it. I myself. Handle me. See. For the spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it, and he did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law and Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understandings that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are a witness of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power upon high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And there was continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. But I wanted to go here, when their eyes were opened, then they knew him. Brother Brandon preached in 64, and just catch a few little nuggets out of here. But I want you to pay attention. Even after Jesus, he went all through it again with them, told them all about it. They still didn't get it. But when he began to break that bread, they had already seen him do that. And Brother Branham expounds on it here just a little bit, and I'd like to touch on that. He says, and they claimed that they had, this is in, when their eyes were open, they knew him, and it was preached February 12, 1964. This is paragraph 49. They claimed that they had believed, and they were his disciples, and they loved him. They believed it, and he was standing right with them, interpreting the word who he was, and still they didn't know it. Just think of that. They didn't know it. Him standing there himself, written in the scriptures, and goes back and picks up the scripture, been written hundreds of years concerning him and telling how he must do all these things like that, and walk around saying, you don't say so. Well, what do you know? And him doing the talking, and they still didn't recognize it. And what a picture of this day. Same now. They claim to believe that he is raised from the dead, but when he appears to show himself, they still don't believe it. Yet they claim they believe it. Oh, yes, we believe he arose the third day. Let him do something to show he raised the third day. Oh, I don't believe in that, see? There you are, the same thing. Notice he said, fools and slow of heart to understand the scriptures, the promise for this age. Fools said, oh, he is gone. They crucified him, and we understood. The fools said, oh, he is gone. They crucified him. We understood he rose again, but oh, my, that's just a mystery story that somebody said. We didn't know nothing about it. But, oh, I'm telling you, it's the most miserable thing. He said, you fools and slow of heart to understand that what the scripture has said for this age. There you are. I wish I could blast that to the ecumenical council. Yes, sir, slow of heart, knowing the scriptures, says these things, still don't understand it. There you are. He said, fools and slow of heart to understand the scripture that's been prophesied for that day. Just exactly how it would happen, and here it's happened. And Christ entered into his glory by suffering, first being dead, died, rose again the third day. And that's the way the scripture said he was to do it, raise up on the third day. And this is the third day since it's happened. So, well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, and they still didn't understand. And then he said, you are fools and slow at heart to understand all that the prophets have said. And the scripture being said about this day, and here it's happening right before you, and you don't know it. And then notice, here is the thing. The next thing we find out, they invited him in to come in. And he got to the little place, a little inn, where they were going to stay, and it was towards evening, and they said, oh, come and abide with us. And he made out like he was going to go on past. I want you to listen. You may not, he's going to talk about maybe you need a healing. Maybe you need this. Maybe you need that. But listen to him. Maybe there's a revelation that's beyond you. Maybe there's something you don't truly understand. There's something that's lacking, and you know it. And maybe Christ is walking through the mist. Tonight, some other night, when our pastor's preaching and the word's coming forth, he'll be here. The Lord will be here to reveal. And he might be calling on one here, and he might be calling on one there and breaking himself. Be sure he doesn't decide to pass you on by, and listen to what he says here. He says, oh, I've thought of that many times. He's only wanting you to invite him. He made out like he would pass them on by, and he might make out like he's going to pass you by, sister in the wheelchair, or you, sir, in the cot. Are you out there with heart trouble that can't live but just a little while longer? These people are perhaps crippled. They might live an ordinary lifetime, but somebody out there with heart trouble might die in the morning, might die before tomorrow. He might act like he's going to pass you by, but he's only wanting you to invite him in. You might think, well, he healed so-and-so the other day. And last month, I know 2 years ago, I seen him do Yeah, he might act like he's going to pass you by, but he's only wanting you to invite him. And he makes out like he's going to pass. What he was then, he is today. What he does then, he does today. He said, notice, you must do the same thing. You've got to invite him in. It was then, only then, that he could reveal himself. When you open the door, as we spoke on Thursday night, invite him in. Open that door and invite him in. And oh my, you watch, just like the little woman at the well, she could have got all bent out of shape. Who are you to tell me how many husbands I got? She knew she was wrong. She knew something was greater than her was knocking on her heart's door when he said, you've had five, and the one you've got now is not your own. Can you imagine the authority that, I'm sure Jesus was speaking in a soft tone. He wasn't hollering. He probably wasn't even shouting. He was just speaking to her as many times as Brother Branham did in the prayer line. You can see God begin to use that discernment and call someone out. But here, that little woman, there was something caught her attention. Oh my, there was something done on the inside, began to work. Oh my, there was predestinated seed was laying down in there, and the word was coming forth. Vindicated word. It was being manifested right in front of her. And as she caught a hold of it, it caused something to strike in there. Is not this the Christ? Oh my, just think of it. He couldn't do it by preaching them the word. Let's see. He makes out like he's going to pass. But notice, you must do the same thing. You've got to invite him in. It was then and only then that he could reveal himself. He couldn't do it by preaching them the word. It went over the top of their head. Him walking out there saying, well, you ought to know. And just think of this, saints, when you're trying to witness to someone. Just think about this when you're talking to a sinner. Just this next little bit. He couldn't do it by preaching the word to them. It went over the top of their head. Him walking out there saying, well, you ought to have known there. You fool, slow of heart. The Bible said these things, that Christ must do these things and so forth. Walking along there, well, looked like they had seen who it was. But he never come right out and told them, I am he. You get a guy that does that, then you know there's nothing to him to begin with. But just let the Holy Spirit reveal it, he told us. And he told the Pharisees, said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they that testify of me. They tell you who I am, and they tell who we are. As our brother, Pastor, was just speaking on that. They tell who we are. They should have known it, so they ought to know it today. It's not a big bunch of racket or a fuss or carrying on or a lot of noise. It's Jesus Christ manifested among his people, right? The scripture says so. Notice now, that makes it true when God says so. We find now the only way that he can reveal is to come into you. He is, he can. He is the Word, and the Word in you. Then the Holy Spirit reveals Christ through the Word after he gets in you. He is in you. You must take his Word, and that's why we must be born again. Amen. Because without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll never understand him. But invite him in, and then watch him make the Word real to you. If you have trouble understanding something, and it's hard to be comprehended maybe, cry out to God. And open that door and humbly say, Lord, deal with my heart, Lord. Make it real to me. Oh, my. He says, we find out the only way he gets in you, he is in you. You must take his word. You say, well, my church don't believe that. All right, you never get in, see. When you refuse the word, you're refusing him. Well, my church believes in doing it this way. But the Bible says to do it this way. And this is the way. Take it like it's written there. Not what somebody else has added to it, but what God said about it. And when he could reveal it to you, but he's got to get into you first, and then only can he reveal it. Don't stand and look at it and try to figure out like the Pharisees said. They stood and looked at him there and said, this man is Beelzebub. And they couldn't figure it out. They had to give it a name. And they said, this man does this by the spirit of the devil. He is Beelzebub, a fortune teller. Well, I don't have nothing to do with this fellow. He was born in sin. We don't have our fellowship. He don't have our fellowship cards. He doesn't belong to us. And oh my, we don't even know where he went to school at. He has no education. Why, well, where did this man come from? And now he says the Son of Man is going to send up and descend down. And he was born right here. He is crazy. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, he is a cannibal. And he did just that to make them say those things. They had to do it. And so is the Holy Ghost today putting forth his word in manifestation, that men might condemn it, that God might put his judgment upon the earth as he promised he would do. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh, hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. He is God. His systems of doing things shows himself mighty with his word to manifest it. He don't have to tell you all about it. You don't have to figure it out. You can't figure out God. You've got to accept it. Just invite him in and see what happens. Now we notice again how he made himself known after he got in. How did he do it? He opened their eyes to who he was when he got into them. And then he opened their eyes to see. Now when the word comes into you, when you accept God's word, it comes into you. Then the promise of that promise that you've accepted manifests itself. And then you know who it is. But what did he do? How did he make himself known to them? Because he did the same things that he did before his crucifixion. And they know that that was him because he had raised from the dead. All the preaching, all the teaching, and everything else he had done had failed. But when he revealed himself doing the same thing he did before his crucifixion, they knew it was him and it opened their eyes. And that's the same thing God used in this day to open our eyes that there was a prophet had come. We all, maybe, you know, I was raised under that. But a lot of you was in different type churches. And you heard a prophet was in the land. And oh my, you begin to go here and go there seeking that out. What is this? What's going on? And what vindicated him? God vindicated that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. For what he was doing through that prophet he had done yesterday. And the day before. And it was a continuation right up through. And he'll do it throughout to eternity. But he was vindicating that prophet. Was a prophet through the word. And it wasn't just a prophet. But he was vindicating that pillar of fire. That God was on the scene. To bring a message to that bride. Oh my, just think about it, saints. Hallelujah. But what did he do? He made himself known to them. Because he did the same things that he did before his crucifixion. But I want you to stop and think. When Brother Brandon was here having discernment and doing mighty things, there was other people following right behind him, laying on hands, raising the sick, healing the sick. But what made the difference was the vindication of the scriptures in his life. Not just a healing service, not just a communion service over here doing something, but it was that literal life of Jesus Christ, word upon word, that was flowing out of his life. The humbleness, the sweetness, everything he'd done was centered around the precious word of God. And it proved that that was God in flesh. Again, he housed himself. Amen. He was a part of God. Brother Branham wasn't God. He was a part of God. But it was the same part that was in Brother Branham God's placed in you. Brother Branham had a gift as a prophet. But you're just as much part of God as Brother Branham was. And that's what you got to see. That's the pillar of fire. Those seven candlesticks, they all fed off of one container. Hallelujah. The oil came and fed all seven wicks. Hallelujah. Amen. But what did he do? He made himself known to him because he did the same things he did before his crucifixion. And they knowed that was him because he had raised from the dead. All the preaching, teaching, everything else he had done had failed. But when he revealed himself doing the same thing he did before his crucifixion, they knew it was him and it opened their eyes. Brother, sister, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. Just as he did the woman at the well, see, he never changes his program. Now, this little woman at the well, she knew the scripture, the promise for that day. And notice, when he come to that little woman at the well, he said at Sychar, he said, "Woman, bring me a drink." She said, "Why, it's not customary for us Jews to ask a Samaritan such as that." But he said, "If you knew who were speaking to you, you would ask me for a drink." And well, then she thought, some smart aleck, so I'll just question him a little bit. And she went to question him, and directly he said, "Go get your husband and come here." And she said, "I don't have a husband." He said, "That's right. You've had five. The one you're living with now is not your husband." Watch quickly. What did it do? It got in. Quickly, she knowed something. She said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Amen. There was a seed laying there to come to life. There was a switch there that would turn on a light. And amen, praise God, if you've seen in your life that this word has been able to flip the switch in your life to bring about an understanding that, praise God, I know that's the truth. Hallelujah. Sister Hattie said, "It's nothing but the truth." Glory, if you can feel that burning in your heart, not still doubt that, "Oh, I don't know about this," but, "Oh, something down on the inside is, praise God, I found the way." Hallelujah. He says, quickly she knowed something, said, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet." Amen. See, there was a seed laying in there to come to life. And there was a switch there that could turn on the light. To them Pharisees, it was darkness to begin with. No switch, no batteries, no nothing else. But to this man, this woman, this little prostitute, she said, "Sir." She was, why? She was looking for the manifestation of the word. 400 years since Malachi, they had had no prophets. And here was a man that had manifested to be a prophet, and quickly she knowed that was something. She said, "Sir, I perceive you are a prophet." And she said, "We know that when the Messiah cometh, that's going to be what he does." She said, He said, I am he that speaks to you. And now he can reveal himself. She's already received him. He's on the inside now. He can make himself known. And that's how he made himself known to the world. Why? She believed the promised word when she's seen the promised word manifested. Hallelujah. She saw the word in action. Not just, what if he would have just said, "I'm a prophet," and left it at that? Been a lot of doubt there. And Brother Branham didn't come saying, "I'm a prophet." He just come preaching the word. If you believe me to be God's servant, then oh my, how it ought to strike home in our hearts. Amen. The life he lived was what continued. All of the preaching would have been in vain. All the healing the sick and raising the dead would have been in vain if the word hadn't lined up scripture by scripture in that Bible. We wouldn't have caught hold. But I want to read something here in the Message Influence. Just a little bitty quote to go with this. Hallelujah. You sisters can come to the instruments. I said I'd be short. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read here in Message Influence. This was preached February 15th, 64. And I'm going to read paragraph. I'll start at 25 just so we can catch what he's saying. "And I think if we had people today, our churches, who claim to be Christians, if they would abstain from the things of the world and live the kind of life, it would influence the younger Christians to do so. But today, when they let down, drink, smoke, carry on, still try to hold their confession as Christianity, that puts a bad stumbling block in other people's way, and it makes it very hard. But remember, the Bible said, you're living written epistles read of all men." Now, many people won't read the Bible. That little woman, she knew what had been spoken, but she probably wasn't reading the Bible a whole lot at that point in her life. Many people won't read the Bible, but God has made you a living representative. You're a walking letter. Should be a walking Bible, Christ in you. You should be the walking Word of God, and if you profess to be a Christian and not that, your influence, what your influence will make you have to answer for many souls that you've turned aside away from Christ in the day of judgment. And I think it behooves us tonight to think about that. For every man, woman, boy, girl knows that you're coming to judgment. You might escape this, that, or the other. And you might beat the income tax. You might escape the eternal revenue. You might do one thing or another, and you might have run over the speed limit, and the cops never catch you. But one day, judgment is going to catch you. That's certain. Amen. But I want you to pay attention, saints, to what he's saying. We should be living representatives. I can tell everybody I'm a Christian. I can tell everybody I'm following a prophet. But what, is my life any different than somebody else that's claiming to be a Christian? It's got to be a living manifestation. And we're living in a time when you tell somebody about a prophet, that there's been so much confusion and so much stuff in the land. But people are looking for something real. And if they can see that what this scripture has talked about, and if they can read that Bible and see that, oh, it says that when the Comforter's come, he'll teach you and guide you into all truth, and you'll have joy and peace and love and long-suffering, and you'll be kind and affectionate. If they can see that in your life and begin to see it's real when the strain is really put on and really the pressure's on, but they're looking for a living vindication of this precious word. And that's what's going to catch the attention of these last little few that need to come in. It's got to be a living vindication of the word. Brother Branham said God would show that little bride off. And that doesn't always mean with great signs and wonders. But he's going to show off a life of Jesus Christ. A people so in tune that it, just like Philip was. If he needs to be caught away in the spirit, it can happen to one of us. Whatever needs to take place, it can happen. Hey man, I want to read here. Let's turn to the book of Acts. And I'll just put this in there for finishing touches. This just thrills my heart, amen, to read this. I'll try to cut it a little bit out of it so we don't take so much time. But Acts, the second chapter. And I want you I'll see if I can catch the essence here of the, I didn't put marks in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me make sure I got the right spot. Amen. I'm in Romans. No wonder. That's where I was headed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Okay. Second chapter of the book of Acts. Very familiar, but just listen for a moment. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And I just want you to stop to think how these disciples, right before this, when Jesus was come to them, they were scared, they didn't know, they were despondent. Even when he come to the 11, they were terrified. It's a spirit. Just so much confusion in their life. They were just kind of in a lull. But then he told them to go tarry and pray. So there was about 120, I think we'll get to it here. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Amen. The same Jesus was in that pillar of fire. Don't forget. He was in that pillar of fire. He was in that man that hung on the cross and shed blood. Then he went away and he came back in the form of the Holy Ghost, and he separated himself to each one of his believers. He poured it into all that was in Christ. He poured into the church. Just think of it. And suddenly, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation from under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all of these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. And Parthians, Medes, and I can't name them all. We'll drop down there to about the 11th verse. Cretes, Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? And others mocking said, Now look there, right away there was some serious ones there that said, What meaneth this? And then others were mocking it. But oh, there was a few in that midst that, oh, some, what is this? They wanted to know more about it. Just watch. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And my servants and all my handmaidens I will pour in those days the days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. And just remember, he denied him three times when he was hanging on the cross. But oh, hallelujah, what a difference it made in his life. Amen. Hallelujah, when the power of the Holy Ghost struck him. Amen. He said, Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. And moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Oh my, he's speaking to him. The word has already been spoken. Jesus tried to speak it to him, but now look, there's been a vindication here in these men's lives. Peter's raised up, and now he's bringing the word to them. And they've done and seen it, and there was a select few there that said, Oh, what is this? Some were still mocking, I'm sure, but there was a select handful that something had caught a hold, and they were watching and listening. And now Peter's giving them the scriptures and the stuff that David had said, and they knew. He says, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. And he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. And therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed for this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly, that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart." Oh my, there was a few of them that struck home. They were beginning to see what they had done. And can you imagine? Hallelujah, if you'd have been there at that day and begin to have the Holy Spirit deal with your heart, and maybe they were in the crowd the day they took Jesus up that hill and watched him carry that cross and drag it up that hill. And then to hear Peter begin to speak to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And just think, every sin, he bore your sin, my shame. He was going up that hill for you and me today. Amen. Hallelujah. That he could send back that promise of the Holy Ghost. Glory. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and do all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Oh my. Glory, do you remember the day you gladly received the word? When you seen, oh my, look at how dirty I was, but oh, he baptized me. Amen. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. They gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common, sold their possessions and goods and parted them out, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. But I want you to notice, when Peter come down out of there, what was it? There was a change. Those people looked and they heard their own language. It caught their attention. And then, oh my, they said they're drunk. But old Peter began to speak. And oh my, and it began to line up with the scriptures. And then they began to see, oh my, and oh, what a day. But it was a living vindication in their life that caught those people's attention. It wasn't just Peter coming down and saying, but they seen the vindication in him. They seen it, and later it says they took note that he had been with Jesus, as I mentioned this morning. Saints, can people take note we've been with Jesus? Can they see it in our lives? Not just an expression of my mouth. Not just that I let me tell you about a prophet. But let me tell you what Jesus Christ has done in my life. Let me show you what he's doing and where I was, where I've come from, and where he's taking me. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for that precious blood of Jesus Christ that he spilled. Oh my, for that precious every believer he knew. Glory to God. Let's all stand. Oh, my saints, it thrills my heart to think. But people are looking for something real. And people in this message are getting to the point they've fed up. Most of them don't care, but there's still a few that care. And they're looking for something that's real. They know what that prophet said would happen. They know what those scriptures have said, and they're looking for that. And one day you might be somewhere that you don't even know nobody. And somebody see your life and say, oh, I know that's God. I know I've got to talk to that person. And you watch God bring somebody in. But it's got to be a living vindication. He's looking for written epistles, a letter, not a mouthpiece. He's looking for a vessel that's living, oh my, and projecting that life of Jesus Christ 100%. Hallelujah. Amen. Already been longer than I should have been. Hallelujah. But I pray it'll maybe strike your heart a little bit. Put it in with this morning and just let it just dwell in your heart. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus again. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. Amen. Think about it, saints. Oh, my. Look how many people were standing around when Peter began to speak. And how many mocked. And maybe how many few said, oh, what is this? But, oh, my, if there's something in your heart that's not mocking, but it said, oh, Lord Jesus, I see it. Glory to God. Lord, I need more of it. Don't shut him out. Invite him in. Amen. Give him a chance to show you. We've been in this message a long time, but there's still things he'd like to show us. Invite him in. Say, Lord, I don't care how long I've been in this message. Lord, impart it to my heart and take me higher.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sing that little chorus. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord?
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. Blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercy to me. We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. God is with us now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Manifested sons of God, this early will see.
Amen. Manifested. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me.
Amen.
Blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercy to me.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I was singing another little chorus before service. Coming down, down, down. The Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Saints in one mind and one accord, praying that God will take us another step higher, another rung. Take us to heights we've never known. There's heights we have never seen. But oh my, he said he'd take that little bride all the way. But oh my, we see that rapture getting close. May we be crying out, Lord, take me on. Lord, let me be that one. Amen. Sing that little chorus.
Coming down, down, down. Coming down, down, down. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Saints, begin to pray for the Lord to have his way. Then the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Oh, coming down, down, down. Coming down, down, down. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Spirit of the Lord is coming down.
Amen. Sing it again.
Down, down, down. Coming down, down. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Oh, and the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way. Then the Spirit of the Lord is coming down.
Oh, my. Oh, he's here. Hallelujah. Amen. You need a refilling. You need a touch. He's here. Amen. All you got to do is invite him in. You remember that. Don't leave him on the outside. But oh, if something's in there and you feel a tug and you can feel that wooing of the Spirit, invite him in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, the amen. The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus makes everything right. Well, I gave him my old tattered garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on that manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Amen. Courage to press on. You know, the word has to come hard and hot now. Oh my, it's got to reach out. As I said this morning, that old concrete's trying to smother, but that germantized life is going to shine. There's nothing going to put it out. The sun's getting hot, but God knows that just right amount of pressure and moisture, and that grass is going to sprout. Amen. But oh, it's got to bring that wheat to the ripeness, the full stature of Christ. But oh, may there be a hunger in our hearts, not just for the pastor, not just for someone else, but for me. Lord, it's me. Oh, Lord, open my eyes. Come in, Lord, and take me higher. I've been in this message 40 years, but Lord, there's higher heights. I can see them. Lord, we've heard of all that you can do. We've seen it. We've read it over and over and over. Oh, Lord, let it be a manifestation in my life. He needs someone young. He needs someone old. He needs someone middle-aged to prove that he's God of the living. Amen. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh my, let's sing that little chorus alive. And we'll ask Brother Kevin to come dismiss us. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Alive, this is alive, alive forevermore. Brother Kevin Gensel, come on. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus. Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Yes, dear Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what a joy it's been to be here tonight, Lord, and to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, to hear the precious word to come forth and just to see that all that you're doing in our lives, Father. But Lord, I pray for those that, Father, that don't know you as their personal Savior, Father, that, Lord, you'll just continue to deal with them, Father. Lord, just strike something in their hearts for those that are praying. Lord, may they continually, diligently seek you, Father. For Lord, we know that day is drawing nigh. Each and every day is another day off the calendar. One of these days that rapture is going to take place. But Lord, we want to pray for those that's unsaved, Father. Lord Jesus, that you'll reach down, Lord, and may there be a desperation that reaches their heart. Whether they be here in this congregation or those that may hear this by tape, Lord, I don't care where they're at. Maybe they backslid. Maybe that, Lord, they've never served you. But Lord, if there's something in there drawing on them, God, I just pray that word will dip in there. And God, you'll draw them and pull them, Lord, that they'll say, these people have something that I don't have. And I wanted to have what they've got because I can see it. Oh, God, may it burn us. May it not just be something we say with our mouth. But God, it's a life that they see living through each and every one of us here that claim to be born again. And that, Father, that they would want that. Oh, God, it's not something that we're doing in ourselves. The Lord, it's you, that life of Christ that you're bringing into that body. She's beginning to rise up, Father. She's shaking the dust from her feet. She's beginning to move and maybe operate here and there. And you see here, over here, you see that life of Christ maybe coming through this brother. And then you look over here and you see it going through that sister. And Father, Lord, they're watching us. They're seeing that, Father. But, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll strike something in their hearts. May we pray for them, Father. Lord, there is power in prayer. We know what can happen when you start to move on the scene. And, Lord, and sometimes you said through our prophet, you said sometimes our prayers, you'll change the very thing that the situation they're about ready to go through just because we prayed, Lord. Just because we have no condemnation. Lord, we come before your throne and we ask for something. You said that you would grant it because you knew that we would never ask something outside of your will. But, oh, God, the days of sitting here all being all dried up and no joy and don't want to sing and don't want to clap. Oh, we should be, when we come through the doors, be so excited. When we come in contact with one another at the store, it should be, praise the Lord, how you doing, my brother and sister? Let me tell you what the Lord did for me today. It should never be, oh, I'm all right, praise God, hallelujah, I love the Lord. Oh, where's the joy that's burning in our hearts when we sing these songs, Father? Lord, this is not some Methodist church, but this is where your elect is, Father, receiving that word, Lord. Oh, God, may it just burn within us, Father. And Lord, we're just thankful for all that you're doing for us, Father. Just continue to lead us and guide us by thy word and thy Holy Spirit, Father. And I pray, Lord, for our pastor, Lord, as him and his family travels back, Lord, may your protecting angels be with him, Father, and guide him right back safely to us, Father, and just bless him. I pray that you would bless each and every one of us here, Father, as we go this week till the next service, till we come together. Lord Jesus, may we just, oh God, just yield ourselves unto you and just get out of the way and just let you come in and have that way and preeminence in our lives to be them prisoners of Jesus Christ in this day and hour that people see. Oh, how we just love and appreciate you, Father, and just be with us. And we give you the glory and honor and praise for everything in our lives in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. What was that we sung? What was that last song we sung? Let's sing it again. God's not dead.
God's not dead. He's still alive.
God's not dead.
Amen. He's here to back it up, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, my, I don't care. I know it's getting later. But if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he is here. Amen. Hallelujah. But you've got to invite him in. I can't give him to you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, glory. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here you can touch him, you will never be the same. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, he's real, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we may never understand why God does things certain ways. Amen. And oh, my, you know, even standing here, some of you younger ones may have never seen someone dance in the Spirit. Don't laugh at it. Don't make fun of it. It might look funny sometimes, maybe from a human standpoint. But God is here to prove that he's alive. And he can do that in your life and my life. But dancing in the Spirit alone is not enough. It's got to be what we were reading. Every word, living, manifesting, vindicating. A dancing in the Spirit is wonderful. Praising him in the Spirit is wonderful. But a life lived to his glory outshines it all. Oh, my. If there's something pecking at your heart, you just remember. You've got to invite him in. You just take that home with you. And you begin to pray this week. You just remember that. You've got to invite him in. He's knocking. But invite him in. Amen. And watch him make the difference. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory. You're all dismissed. May the Lord richly bless you. Come back Thursday evening hungry. Pastor's been gone several days. I'm sure you'll be bursting at the seams. Amen. May the Lord bless you.